thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey, Journey Church, and those of you joining us today, this is Susie Lind, and welcome to today's installment of Journey Now. So we've just heard that the recent guidelines for social distancing have been extended nationally at least until April 30th. And for a lot of us, this new and hopefully just temporary normal is starting to settle in. If you're like me, your emotions and thoughts each day are running from one end of the spectrum to the other. Last night, my son and I were sitting around a fire and we were talking about how difficult this time has been for him. You see, all his friends are home from college and social distancing is getting in between him and all of his great plans. And like a lot of other people, he had a job in the food industry and was recently furloughed from that. And now he's got all these limitations on living his life just when he's at the age of being free to make his own decisions. We got to acknowledge that there's a lot of grief and loss in this situation. And yet, at the same time, it's important that we see that we do have hope we can look to. We have to see where the hope is found and how we can leverage hope, because hope is the thing that we always have as followers of Jesus to walk us through whatever season we find ourselves in. One of my favorite things about God that the Bible shows us is that often when God is asked a question, whether it's in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, when someone's talking to Jesus and they ask him a question, usually the response comes by way of a question. And there's this great story in the Old Testament in Ezekiel in chapter 37, where I highly recommend that you go back and read the whole thing, the whole chapter at least. But in Ezekiel chapter 37, there's a man named Ezekiel who's been given a vision from God. Ezekiel was a prophet among the Babylonian exiles, and what we know about prophets is that their main job is to speak to people on behalf of God in such a way that it's life-giving and it brings them towards God. Remember, one of the ways Jesus identifies himself as is the resurrection and the life. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life." So when we use terms like life-giving, what we ultimately mean is that we're talking about Jesus and drawing near to Jesus. We're talking about heaven interfering with earth and that prayer that goes, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Well, in Ezekiel's story, God brings Ezekiel out to the middle of this valley of dry bones, and he gives him this picture of death. All around him, Ezekiel saw the death of his community as he understood it. He sees the death of the reality of unmet expectations. And what he might have felt at the time, I'm guessing, was hopelessness. But as Ezekiel looks all around him at the dry and brittle bones in the valley, God asks him a really important question, and it's a question of belief. God asks Ezekiel, "Can these bones live?" Well, Ezekiel's response is something like, "Duh, God, you alone know." But then what God says to Ezekiel is so interesting. He tells Ezekiel, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." Not only is God our hope in every season, he gives us hope and he invites us to become beacons of hope. All throughout Scripture, whenever we see someone prophesying, their goal is to bring people towards God and towards love, life, and hope. What we see in the story of Ezekiel is that God can not only bring so much life where we think there isn't any, but that he also invites us to be the ones that speak life and hope over others. Not only that, but when we see that God breathes life into something or someone, or in Ezekiel's case, a whole community, there's a process of rebuilding and recreating that's initiated. It starts with breath, and then tendons, and then flesh, and then skin, and more breath. Not all at once, but step by step in this next right thing kind of way. Well, in this season of quarantine life that we're in, we're actually being invited to reorder our days. And while the news around us right now is focused on life and death, we, followers of Jesus, also find ourselves at the same time in this season that's focused on the resurrection. And there's nothing like the resurrection of Jesus that so vividly displays the hope and life always available to us that also happens to come to us in the least likely and the least expected ways. So today, when you pray, how can you pray and ask God to speak life over you? How can you speak life over yourself and those around you as you pray? Well, allow me to lead us in a short practice today. And let's begin with a posture of paying attention. So whether you're out on a walk or in your car or sitting down somewhere at home, position yourself in such a way that you can pay attention to yourself. And pay attention to what God may be saying to you. Pay attention to where you're holding tension in your body and your breath. Is it shallow, or are you able to freely take deep breaths? Now take a few deep breaths slowly and give thanks for the breath that God has given you. What is your mind most preoccupied with today? Notice anything that's taking up space in your mind and your heart that has to do with loss. It could be loss of time, loss of work, plans, freedom. Now pay attention to your life as it is in this moment. With all its limitations, what gifts are you seeing? What or who has God provided for you in this time to be with and to share with? Think about the process, not only the invitation, but the process to reorder your life to the current circumstances you're in. And notice what's being asked of you. What feels daunting and what feels like a relief? Both are actually gifts of grace for this season. So posture yourself to lean in and receive them as such. Ask God to bring to mind what words of hope, life, and love can you breathe into your own heart? What words of hope can you breathe into and for those around you? So God, as many of us are so clearly being asked to slow down and reorder our lives, help us to do so while paying attention to how you want us to live. Help us to receive the hope and life that is found in your Son Jesus, and teach us how to become beacons of hope to those around us. Give us words to speak life to others, and bring to mind the ways we can encourage others towards life and love. And may your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Peace be with you, friends.